And there we go. So, anyone want to do a little recap of what happened?
No.
Again, no?
For once, I actually don't have anything for this, Clays. It's been
how you want to do that?
Couple weeks.
So you guys bumbled around in the forest a while, all damaged and hurt, ran into some rats, murderized the rats, ran into some cats, did not murderize the cats, and then you talked a bunch.
Yeah, and I guess that we wanted to split our forces between going to the badgers and going to the rabbits and the monkeys or something like that. That's what I remember.
Yeah, there was some debate on how to proceed. I'm not sure if you did. I don't remember if you decided on what to do or not, but...
Well, we can decide now.
Yeah. If you don't remember, then decide now. Now! You have 5 seconds to decide. 4,
I forgot to
3,
get into the game.
2...
7!
Pressure.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh no!
So, last you were among the cats in a small cabin, and you talked to Nightclaw and Octavius.
I guess I was the mediator.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the right word. That's what we'll call it, mediator.
And you were discussing what your plans were for the future, how you're going to proceed.
Cat.
And no one has any ideas now.
What are you talking about?
Last time you were trying to decide on what your plans were.
Well, I think we should rest, if that's any possible, so that is like get better before we go to the rabbit. And I'd like to be able to speak again, because it's fucking bullshit. Shut the fuck up, cat. Oh.
Yeah, I have 5 days left on my broken knee, and then I lost all my animal side for another day, and yeah.
It's a long time.
So you guys want to just hang out with the cats for a while? Is that what you're saying?
I don't really want to hang out with the cats, but...
I don't know. I'm a pretty cool cat.
I mean, I can't do it. I don't remember how many days.
Well, we could help the cats hunt or stuff like that for a couple of days, I guess.
Okay. Well, how long are you planning to stay with the cats before you go anywhere?
I think we should teach them how to fight, because I don't know if they know how to.
They know how to fight. Just starved.
We're just fucking overwhelmed, and we have no food. So helping us to hunt would not necessarily help, because it's not a matter of that we can't hunt. It's a matter that there's nothing to hunt. So more people is not going to mean more food.
They're not special they're such a limited class. They're the class in the middle of an African country, which has very little food.
Fucking Zimbabwe over here.
And I'm not racist, because they might be white Africans.
Actually, I don't know what the state of Zimbabwe is. That's bad to say.
All right. So where can we get some supplies for you guys?
Oh, that's what we're discussing. Yeah.
I thought that was the point of talking to the
I guess we could go sleep with the monkeys again. not
sleep with the monkeys. Whoa!
Calm down, Rui.
Whoa!
I mean, we could go back to the monkeys and rest there, but without Barbossa, it's just it's getting more complicated. I guess we'd be talking to Faraday anyway.
We're just played by the same player.
No, I mean NPC Faraday.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I can't speak, so that's the problem. I can't. This fucking game is preventing me from role-playing. Great system, Clace. Way to go. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I wrote it. Because
I can't clap and push and talk at the same time, so I'm going to have to use my elbow.
Because it's a Swedish system, and I'm Swedish, so I guess I wrote it because I'm the only Swedish person in the world.
Exactly.
Alex, we need to get you a foot switch so that you can do push to talk and still use both hands. Sounds dirtier now that I say it out loud than I meant it to.
Foot switch. I have access to both of my hands while speaking.
So, first off, how long are you planning to stay with the cats for resting up a little bit first?
Oh, you know, Tolkien needs to do that since he was hurting.
I think everyone needs to take a break, sadly. Even though these cats are fucking shit, we probably need to chill.
Okay.
We'll help you as well
especially
as we can,
Concrete needs to chill the fuck out.
Okay, so you're going to stay. How long are you going to stay?
Like a day, and then,
We need 3 days, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Well, for Cahoon's, you said 5 days?
Yes, so if we stay for like 3 days, there's going to be like two left.
He should be fine by the time we arrive at the monkeys.
Yeah.
Okay.
It should be better. I'm assuming he's not going to be as bad as when we came here. So maybe we could reach the monkey in 2 days.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm done with that.
So 3 days.
Everyone, and I don't remember but I'm just going to assume or cheat that I'm able to talk after 3 days.
So everyone okay with 3 days?
Yeah, you can probably make it to the apes in 2 days if there's not a lot of...
Joke's on you, it's 2 days, two more. They watch us kill everyone. Wait, you lose the campaign.
Fucking
pun. What was your pun?
No, it's too late. You fucking ruined it.
Can you say the pun again?
Because you had something so smart and clever that you just had to tell everybody at the exact same time. Fucking asshole.
Hey, you don't have to mirror in this game. You shut the fuck up, you intern. I'm a founding member of this campaign. You're on the rank.
Pulling rank on a fucking role-playing group. Jesus Christ.
Oh no, I really am turning into... Well, let's not name names.
Okay, is anyone planning to do anything special during those days? Does anyone want to do something?
I want to actively try to
Sure, I'll make some weapons. Can I make 3x weapons?
I'm going to stand in the middle of the establishment and stare off into space for 3 days straight.
Or like roll once to see how well I can help the guy's arm. Wait, I don't think I can use tools, so no, I'm not going to do anything.
Can I unsettle like members of the cat tribe by telling their fate to them?
Please don't, yeah. I don't know, I think that might rub them the wrong way.
they have their own seer, so they're probably not going to trust some weird moose man.
Oh, before I have their own seer off with them. So you can predict what will happen to like a tin can.
Are you going to go visit their seer?
Oh sure, yeah, I'll go see their seer.
By the way,
okay, so you go visit their seer. A seer called Glitter.
Oh.
Oh boy.
She is a, you know, the like the Norwegian forest cats, the like with the really thick big fur.
I'm drawing a blank.
Well, a cat with like really big thick fur.
Oh, okay, yeah,
very fluffy.
And Clay's, we're not all Scandinavian mountain men like you are.
Well, it is a fairly known cat breed.
Clay's, I got you covered. I got you covered, bud.
So, she's big. She's kind of old. She's got thick fur.
Oh!
A little bit like slightly unkempt, like a little bit in knots and. She is actually wearing glitter.
Oh,
hi boys!
And she's got these earrings that are like big, colorful balls hanging from her ears.
And she's playing with the earrings all the time.
So you come up to her cabin and, well, there's some, like, voices from inside.
Okay, I will knock at the cabin door.
The voices stop and she shows up. She's kind of, like, you can see her eyes just going... completely out of focus and then coming back and trying to focus on you, like they're and
just keep staring with my dead eyes.
She just stares at you and then looks up, staring at you, and oh, come in.
He'll go in.
I predicted that he would come to me.
her cabin is just completely stuffed with weird things, bunch of things that you have no idea what they do. Parts of things and just completely covered. And in the ceiling there's like a whole bunch of colored lights in all kinds of colors.
Oh man!
Some blinking.
Are they attached to strings?
Yeah.
Oh okay.
So she goes in and then just sits down in the middle of the floor. In a small clearing in the piles of stuff.
Yeah, he'll go sit down too.
She just looks at you and then reaches over, her paw going into a pile of stuff, and just pulls out this about, I'm going to say football because most people refer to it as football here now, or soccer ball for those inclined.
Wait, yes,
bend
like
over backwards.
You started using the American phrase for this?
Well, I'm doing it as a courtesy.
Okay,
bend to my will, Swede.
So about that sized ball, but it's covered in mirrored surfaces.
It's the homemade fortune telling ball. I mean, oh god. Okay,
it's a disco ball.
And she puts it on the floor between you two, and like all the colored lights from the ceiling start reflecting in this, and it's
boom down, come down, boom down, come down, boom down.
And
he'll pull a little something to assist with this and pass it to her.
She grabs something before you start. She's got this little plastic bag that she takes, opens up, and puts her face in.
Wait, so she just starts huffing?
Yep. And then she hands it towards you.
He'll put up his hand and then just take something out of his like coat pocket and just start chewing on it.
So both of you are sniffing blue?
Or, like, the equivalent. Yeah, no, he's doing something to get, like, high as well on some hallucinogens.
It's probably catnip.
It's actually glue. So, basically, you spend some time getting high with this old old cat woman.
It's what seers do, honestly.
Listening to music and watching all the sparkling colored lights.
Well, this might throw him off severely. Some other seers practices.
I didn't know all seers were basically my uncle.
Maybe you didn't know your uncle was a seer.
Yeah, right. Who's the fool now?
Okay, is anyone else wanting to do anything special?
Nope.
Okay, nope. Then. So, eventually...
Well, Jeff, you should... far from me to want to tell you what to do, but you should fucking hunt.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I could hunt for food and water.
Let's bring some cats and go to the badger habitat. Like, as far as we can, where the rats will not have their grubby little ends.
I can help you, also. I can also help you, Jeff.
Okay. I don't know if it's really going to help me, but I appreciate it.
You with your bag full of metal stuff, scaring away the animals?
I'm good at hunting, dude. I've got, like, the hunter instincts and shit like that, so...
Okay, so...
And I'm, like, good company. I'm always good company.
But
people love me.
You're a badger,
know?
So yeah, we should probably go as far as we can and see if we find any badger party to tell them off.
Okay.
Kill them, I'm saying.
So, I'll have Cahoon do a couple of rolls then for hunting, and those are kind of representative of how all the hunting goes.
Wait.
I don't think I want to push it for, like, I don't want to hurt myself hunting for fun. Not for fun, but it's for food, but I like, it's not like survival right now. I can roll more.
Two rolls.
Do I need to
two
roll?
More? Okay.
Also?
No, two rolls total.
Oh, I did two already. Well, okay.
So those are representative of the whole hunting effort.
Yeah, it's not really, really good, but yeah.
So what did you want to get? Food or water?
Well, right now for me, I have like six grubs and three water. So I guess water.
Okay.
We were hunting for food also, but I didn't bring back any. Or I guess we hunt for food, but I gave them the cats. Or...
Okay. Roll me a couple of d6 then, because you had some assistance. So you get two d6s instead of one d6.
Okay. So six.
Okay. So... There has been a few days spent in various ways, and so Crosby, I guess you can speak now. Cahoon is still injured.
We said 3 days, right?
Yep, 3 days have gone. So you're
okay.
Still...
So I have 2 days left on my broken knee.
Tolkien, how far along are you?
Is there any way for me to get supplies? Otherwise, I'm just going to be worse.
You want food?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't eat.
Yep, all of you need to spend three food and three water each.
Shit.
I have only one grub and zero water.
Well, I have six waters left, so I can give you water.
I have one grub.
I'm going to have to go out and hunt within those 3 days after I'm done with the seer.
Place. Yeah, that's why I wanted to hunt myself as well.
Yeah, shit. Can we spend FP to hunt?
Sure.
Actually, technically, I can spend the 2 FP I got for 2 days.
I can spend, like, a lot of FP. I haven't seen spending them.
Yeah, everyone who wants to use their FP, spend one and then roll a d6 for grub then. I'm not going to have you roll to see if things goes to hell or not, because, well, you have some time.
Also, roll a d6 for the FP spent.
No, ignore that.
Okay.
Since it's over a few days, it's...
Since it's fucking garbage. Alright, well, I guess I got my grub for the day. I just need 3 water.
Jesus Christ, those dice don't like me.
It's a machine that's rolling, and we are fighting against the machine, so that's probably why.
Why did you upset the RNG gods?
But yeah, I can give you 3 waters. I will have 3 left.
So I got...
So Alex, I give you 3 waters.
So what happens if I have only 2 grub and 3 water for all this?
Oh, I'll give you a grub. That's fine.
Oh, cool.
Now I'm completely everything. Out. Man, we're gonna
I
start.
Only have 2 grub and 3 water.
Well, you're at home, so you don't need to spend them, because...
Got it.
You're actually part of this group of people, and...
Whew!
As long as you're doing your normal job, then...
Look, just keep your head down. Don't ask questions.
So, did everyone survive? No one starved to death?
No.
What about Tolkien?
I need water. I got a 5 for collecting food, was it?
Yep.
I thought I was just using my... Yeah. So...
You gathered edible plants for you.
Okay. So I got a 5, so I got enough grub, but I need 3 water, 1 for each day. Or I could try hunting for water.
Well, I have 3 waters left, so if I give all of them to you, I will be empty.
I will go hunt for that then. So that's what, no nature...
You have to track and kill the water.
Oh, okay.
Well, technically it's the hunter ability.
Yeah.
But it's fucking broken, because we're too big of a group.
What is the base stat for that?
Well, I can go hunt again, but we're going to waste
is
a couple hours.
No. Like I said, what's the base instinct? I could do that while you guys are doing other things.
Because if you hunt one day, we still need one. Everyone needs 1 grub and 1 water. So you'd have to like get like 10 grub and 10 water or whatever. 4 grub, 4 water. If we're in Barbosa is feeding herself for now, but
so yeah, your hunter ability. Which stat does it use?
Hunt is agility.
Agility. It's not my best stat. Yeah, I can make an agility roll, see if I get anything.
Oh, okay. Well, you have some time.
Yeah, since we're here 3 days.
Yeah, but we'll need to figure something out, because...
Well, hopefully Roy joins in next session, and then you have another hunter.
Yeah, but still, like, it sounds like it.
Well, I can hunt again. It takes a couple hours, so... Like,
oh,
on the
shit.
Third day, I can take
confused
a couple
myself.
Hours.
Okay.
So I
Why
can
is
do
there
that.
No water on this mountain? Where are the streams?
Now you understand our play.
Yeah, it fits in the place.
But again, like I said, I can hunt for a couple hours. It's just going to push back the time that we leave for the...
You might want to do that, otherwise I'm just going to take a bunch of confusion damage, is it?
No, you can't heal.
Okay.
No fatigue.
Okay, I can do that.
Yep.
Can I split the 3 success between food and water? How does it work?
Sure.
Okay, so I can get like 2 water, like 2 d6 water and like 1 d6 food, I guess.
Okay.
4 water, that's not great. So I give 3 waters to you.
Okay. Clear up.
And then I have 2
for the 3 days. Okay.
Okay, so you spend 3.5 days.
Yes.
Just in time for the 3 days for my busted intestine to fix.
Okay, so it's in the middle of the third day, or the fourth day, really.
Yep. So where do we want to go now?
Should stop back at the monkeys and go to the rabbit.
I agree.
Didn't we want to do something with the badgers?
I don't think it's an easy fix. We have to finish the mission.
All right. Let's go to the monkeys then.
Let's wrap things up here and go to the rabbit by stopping by the apes.
I defer to y'all's judgment as to what's the first best course of action.
So I guess I'll go to Nightclaw and Octavius. I'll go to Cassius and Octavius. Mm-hmm. Octavius.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready to get going now?
I'm gonna dominate them. No, I'm joking.
Whoa. Awesome.
No, it's a skill. It's not a sexual thing. I'm not Greg. Take that, Greg Predmore.
Wow. Shot fired for some reason.
We need to go. Not that we actually have a task to finish for the resistance. And we came here to help you. Like I said, if there's any, like we discussed, if there's any small dispatch of cats that you guys can bring to the apes, we can try to work out some sort of exchange there that would bring some food and help the relationship in case this place becomes, well, let's just say that all the habitats are becoming more unsafe and dangerous as the watchers are getting trigger happy, which is not a concept I understand because I've got two wits and I understand it, how pistols work. But, well, I do have a laser rifle.
It's a laser pistol.
I don't know where I got trigger happy from since I'm not a red person.
I really don't understand colloquialisms.
Not at all. I'm a layman. Proletarian.
And now I feel uncomfortable because I'm over-explaining myself. Look, guys, I'm a really deep character.
Fuck you, John. How about you go eat a pile of your own shit?
Joke's on you. Already did.
Oh. Those were black beans.
We only had one rabbit person here.
Like I discussed, I think that the badgers, in their smaller numbers, well, we don't need as much of a hunting habitat. If you cross the inner fence, I understand there might have been some, we do have a bad reputation for protecting our territory. But, I think it would be worth going through that fence. And I don't have time right away to go to the badger habitat. I don't want to do the snarling voice. I don't want to go in the badger habitat, but we don't have time to go to the badger habitat and deal out with slur for badgers, actually.
So, if that I understand asshole. What you're saying correctly, of the two...
Solovyev.
So if I understand correctly, of the two ideas that have been put forth between the badgers and the apes, you're saying that the badgers is a much more time-consuming thing that should be pursued later?
No, I think you guys should cross the inner fence and start sending... We already started hunting across the inner fence and did not even come across badgers there. I think you guys should continue hunting further south, and if anything comes, if any badgers come across you, you can tell them that a deal is being discussed and...
tell them I sent you.
Yeah, tell them I sent you, basically. And that if anything happens, they'll have to answer to me when I come back. And I'm going to give my Aki mask to Nightclaw.
Okay.
That should be proof enough. And if they think you killed me and stole it from me, then they're probably not going to fuck with you.
Okay.
So it's a win-win.
Thank you.
But when we come back from our mission, I'll try to deal with Solovyev myself.
Very well. Octavius, are you willing to accompany them to the apes to negotiate?
No!
No. I'm staying right here. No. Yeah, of course. I'll do my best to try and communicate with the apes what our issues are, see if we can get some help. Now, it had been mentioned that before that multiple cats were needed, like we needed some sort of a small entourage of some sort. Is that, am I understanding that correctly? I'm asking everybody else.
That you're gonna what?
That we need more than just me.
Well, I think
essentially appeal to the apes.
I think helping sending a few people, a small group.
I think the suggestion was that since the apes are trying to recover from their getting attacked, that if you sent cats to help them rebuild, they would in turn help you with food. If you help them with manpower,
yeah, they'll be well fed and taken care of.
I think that was the suggestion.
All their fleas will be eaten.
So yeah, okay. So we'll get two or three other cats that are strong enough to make the journey and help, but not vital enough to the community that they can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty narrow margin. So there's probably only two or three available.
Yep.
Slim pickings. Literally. No,
and then perhaps negotiating a deal with where, like, this is for showing good faith and just coming straight away to help, and then negotiating what kind of help in return for what kind of food. Okay, so
got it.
You guys are ready to head off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you planning to take a where is the closest road? Oh, closest road is going basically past the dogs. If you go by road or going through forest.
Well, we need to have some hunting parties at the same time. We need to take the time to actually get some food, so forest sounds good.
Yeah, forest is fine.
Okay. So you set off. Do you set off that day, like in the early afternoon, or do you wait until next morning?
Well, how long is it going to take to go to the apes?
If you go early afternoon, it's probably going to be in the middle of the night before you're there.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, so you'll have to walk in the dark for a while.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's fine.
So
I'm going with them, right? They're not going alone.
No, I think pretty much everyone is going.
Yeah, everyone.
Oh, God.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people.
Excellent.
9. We have Ringo as well. 9 people.
Excellent. 9 people in the woods. It's gotta end well.
Okay.
Hey, you're not the seer. You don't get to do death visions. You're not doom prophet.
I'm not, but if, like, thinking about all the other stuff that we did in the past, you know.
Okay, so you guys set off. Is Cahoon getting a ride this time as well, or is he limping along?
Yeah, if I can ride up in the cart, I'm done with that, if it's faster.
Definitely is.
Okay, so you're going along through the forest. After a while, it's like maybe an hour or two along. Roll me a scout roll, everyone, just to see who notices this first.
See, scout.
I just realized I don't have the macro to do this.
I'll see here. It should be if you go to the where you have the three lines and dots up there.
Yeah. Okay. Rolling. Put that in a bar and then show them.
I want to push this. I probably.
But it's okay. Roe E saw it, but we don't know that. Okay. Is he gonna tell us? Really? We don't know.
Isn't the ground like shaking again? Because if it is, goddamn.
I just want to kill something that I can skin and get armor. We're fighting against like flies again. It's gonna be frustrating.
Okay, so is everyone done?
What do I see, Klaus? What do I see?
Are you going to roll, Sean?
I don't know. It's fucking up for me. I'm having a hard time.
Okay. What's happening?
Well, I'm trying to get the macro quick bar to actually show up, and it's not.
Oh.
So in
did you take in the show macro quick bar?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There goes my quick and easy fix. So did you check? Is your computer turned on?
Yeah.
So you have rolling, and you have that's in bar, and you have show macro quick bar, but it's not showing the macro quick bar. That's weird. Maybe exactly. You just refresh?
I already did.
No, you didn't, but anyway. Because usually when people refresh, like, I change the faces of everyone around. And
I I did refresh, actually.
Okay.
It just didn't can disconnect you.
I'll do it again.
No.
Or you can just roll real physical dice. We'll have to trust you that you rolled eight successes.
What's your?
Okay, that's really weird. So instead of having like the multiple button thing, it has like a little tab, tiny, tiny, tiny tab at the bottom left. That if I try to move at all, it shows rolling for half a second. The actual like button thing that would normally show up there, mm-hmm. and then it disappears weird. Again.
Jam, blah, blah.
Weird.
It's super weird.
Sorry
to freeze everything up, guys. I'm sorry.
So what's your stat?
Okay.
I'll just roll. What's your skill in Scout?
Gotta open it back up again here. Skill in Scout is 0.
And your stat?
And my wits is 3.
You got a success.
Okay. So, first, Concrete hears it, but not far after Octavius. But what Concrete hears is a couple of voices angrily shouting at each other. Octavius, you just kind of hear shouting. You're not sure how many, but you hear shouting in the distance ahead of you.
I quiet everybody. Shh. Listen, can you hear these shouts?
Now everyone dogs. Hears them. But if everyone quiets down, they can hear it.
I think it's dogs.
Does it sound like dogs? Or is it rats?
Hard to tell. Basically, it sounds like two distinctly different voices shouting at each other angrily.
Well, I guess let's get closer.
Yeah, let's get closer, see them fight, and then kill the one who wins the fight and take all his stuff. If they've got weapons, that's like amazing. I'm first gifts for all the weapons there.
Okay, so you guys do you just trample along,
or yes, sneak.
Yeah, yes, sneak. Yep, sneak it is.
Is anyone staying behind?
Tolkien will. He'll let these sneaky mobile characters check it out.
Yep, it's you and the NPCs who all kind of stay behind. And is anyone else? No, everyone else is sneaking along. Okay.
I failed, but Rowie has like concrete as success. So he
what's your agility?
My agility is 3. I have no special sneak.
Yeah.
What are you good
maybe
at?
Maybe stay back unless there's something that happens with the cats.
Silly cat.
Wait. Nothing combat related, that's for sure.
Yeah. Stay here. All right, so the badgers and the hair.
So is Concrete helping Cahoon using that extra for success sure. to help
yeah,
him?
Yeah, I'm helping him.
I can push,
him.
But you already have 2 successes.
He removes a stick as he's about to step on it.
No, basically it involves him helping him get over some fallen trees and stuff that he has real trouble getting over with just one healthy leg.
There's a sheet that... that's right. You're at -2. Did you roll that?
You're right. Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
Well, you still have 0 success, but...
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. You're right. Yes. Okay.
There's like this sheet of aluminum foil on the ground. No, don't step on that.
Or like bubble wrap. Oh, you're right. Where you're was like going it. To step on bubble wrap.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of like drums.
Yeah,
discarded drum set.
Just Concrete is like, no, to the left, to the left. No, don't bump into that gong.
So, as you...
It crashes so magnificently that it actually creates a beat out of those drums.
No, but I'm a hunter, so I know about snares. Oh, it's a hunter / music joke.
So you guys manage to sneak up through the forest. There's a bit of a clearing, and in the clearing there's some rocks, like large boulders in the clearing, and you can clearly you come in kind of from the middle from the side, and you kind of see this clearly. There are behind one of the rocks there is a cat with a bow, and behind another one there's a mouse with a sling, and they're hiding behind a rock each, shouting at each other, and sometimes shooting arrows or hurling rocks with the sling.
A mouse and a what?
A mouse and a cat.
Oh.
You see both of them have Kills their both hunters. It's fairly obvious that they're both lone hunters.
All right, I see. Which one is the closest one?
You kind of come in like from the side in middle, so you're kind of in a triangle right now. None of them look hurt, but
I say we just walk just right in the middle as if we didn't see them.
Can I get closer to the mouse? I sneak on the mouse?
Okay, roll me sneak then.
It's not great.
You got a success there?
Yep.
Just as you're pretty much at the rock, getting ready to come around, when you hear a squeak from the mouse, who just looks at you.
I'm gonna go.
The mouse kind of looks terrified and clutches, holding a little sharpened piece of metal, a little bit like a homemade shiv knife.
All right, I'm gonna
eat him alive, dude. Eat him alive.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm over with that shit. I'm gonna measure
start with the genitalia and climb upwards.
Jesus.
Was I too?
So
off?
I'm gonna measure in me.
Okay. You get a lot of successes. What do you want to know?
What's his name? No, I'm joking.
Wow. I can tell you are named.
Let's see. I don't even remember what it does.
Measure enemy. You can. They have the highest skill and attribute. Got agility 3 and shoot 3. And then you have your bonus effect.
I'm going to give him 2 points of doubt.
Okay. This mouse is really trembling.
It's not broken yet.
Nope.
Good.
So is anyone else doing anything?
No, I'm staying out of this.
I'm staying back. I think that Crosby is handling it perfectly.
I'm going to be like, stand down. If you want to get out of here, your only way is going to be to drop that weapon, son. Is it a male or female?
It's male.
Okay. Good. So you're going to want to be dropping that weapon now, son.
Is Cahoon doing anything?
I think I'm just going to check what Crosby's doing. I don't want to be seen right now.
So you're staying there at the edge of the trees and watching?
Yeah.
With concrete?
Yes. Concrete being creepy and shit.
A worm like underwear.
Okay, so what is Crosby doing? Are you going to dominate?
Yep.
Okay.
And he suffered trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Also doesn't cost him anything. Well,
did the cat notice?
You figured out.
Or did he notice Crosby or the cat?
The cat has not noticed Crosby.
Okay. I'm paying attention to the cat also.
Okay. The dominating, well, I don't think there's really any modifier at all on any, since, well, you know you have people, but the mouse doesn't know you have people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's.
But he suffered trauma, remember? Because I gave him points of doubt.
Yep.
Scroll.
7.
Is this time for an ad read? Is that...
Go ahead, Sean.
All right. This break has been brought to you by Cards Against Humanity. Do you like Mad Libs but hate all the hard work of filling in the blanks with your own words? Now you don't have to with Cards Against Humanity. It's the white card saying it, not me. I'm not a bigot. Tee hee hee. Cards Against Humanity in stores now.
Okay. Yep. You have a plus one then.
Okay. Let me roll this. Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome.
Thanks for all that sponsor money. Okay.
Now, we've got like 3 more sponsors lined up, so just let me know.
Wow! Let me push that!
Holy shit. Hello.
Oh, wait, I have the mask. Let me reroll, because I fucked up.
Okay.
No, I can ignore the mask, but I can't break the mask because I don't have it.
Nope, you gave it away.
All right, I'll just ignore the black dice. All right, now I have 2 success, because I can push twice. Yep. And I take a damage.
Okay, I guess. What do you want to do?
Yeah, roll.
What do you want to do with your dominate?
I'm going to give him a point of doubt. Is that breaking him?
Yep.
Yeah! Nailed it.
Hooray.
Drops an item and curls in a ball, whimpering.
It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. I'm gonna like...
I'm getting out of...
I'm gonna take out my machete and cut him open. No, I'm joking. Start slicing him. Like, it's gonna be alright. Just open his belly. Alright.
I'm coming out of the of my hideout.
Well, the cat is still freaking out. I'm gonna yell, it's over. And the cat is gonna be really confused. And I'm gonna call to Octavius.
Okay, the cat is quiet.
I'm calling out to Octavius.
In what way? Come on, you gotta make the illusion real.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't think you have the rank to speak out of it against the rat people from your Avaru Tower. I'm calling you out. No, Octavius, get over here!
Roll me scout, Alex.
And just get shot in the head.
I'm paying attention to the cat also, like...
Okay, then you can roll
scout. Hey, I got a success out of 2 days.
Okay.
Okay, so you, Cahun, you notice that the cat is sneaking up on the rock where Crosby and the mouse are.
Oh, okay, so I'm gonna...
He rolled 2 success?
Yeah, he rolled 2 successes for sneaking.
Okay, well, no, that's right. I don't have... I was gonna say I can, like, use fleet-footed, but I don't have any feral points. I couldn't gain any feral points, but... it faded out during the game, so I didn't get the 2 points from the beginning of the game.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna yell, the cat, and I'm just gonna run towards the cat.
Okay, so roll me move. Remember to remove 2 dice from
you. If I have only 1 move, do I remove 1 agility die? Like 1 basic die?
And you actually roll 1 die afterwards.
So I just roll my 4 agility and then I roll another die. Okay.
Yeah, and then you roll 1 skill die afterwards.
If I have a success on the skill die, it's gonna remove or?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, that's crap. I'm gonna push. Yeah, that's not good.
Man, you hurt yourself.
Yes, and the
so you're at the you're at -1.
Yes, exactly. And I hurt myself. But I'm still going towards the cat. But I yelled out.
You trip and fall.
The cat. Yes.
You forget and you put weight on your injured leg.
Do we roll initiative now?
Yep.
Good.
So here's something Alex noticed that apparently changed between versions of the game. Alex, what do you say? Should we go over to the new one then?
Well, I think you just have to check. If it's fine if you use the normal dice, but, I think we should, because it actually makes initiative worth something.
Yep.
And agility is overpowered.
Yep, because apparently they changed things from the version of the books I have, where you have initiative is a d6 plus your agility. Nowadays, they actually just use a straight d6, with no bonus from agility.
Huh.
Actually, it breaks the tie, so agility is still useful.
Yeah, but...
So it's just straight d6 then?
Yep.
So I get a 4 out of 8 instead of 8.
Yep.
What is the cat roll?
I have 6. Because I'm really fast.
Yeah,
I mean,
eat
like,
shit,
I
cat.
Fell off. And...
Eat shit.
Okay, so Cahun.
Yes. I'm done with the like the thing that I tripped and I'm on the ground. So I'm done with that. So if I fell, does it take my whole movement to get up?
It takes your maneuver to get up.
So I cannot move after that?
No, you've used up your maneuver to get up. So you have the action.
Okay. Well, since I... No, that's right. The fleet-footed is like my maneuver. Because I got a point from failing the move. All right, so I'm not going to move. I'm not going to... I don't want to shoot the cat, but I keep yelling really loud, like, the cat! The cat's coming! And that's it. I just got up.
Okay, then we have Crosby.
Do I see the cat?
No, but you hear Cahun shout, the cat, the cat.
What about Octavius?
Can I, I'm going to be wondering.
What cat?
Can I defend against range attacked? I don't think so. Can I get behind, I'm going to get behind the rock.
You are behind the rock.
All right, then I got cover. And I'm just going to, I'm actually going to delay my action until I see a cat.
Okay. Then we have Concrete. I cannot hear you.
Yeah, we don't hear it.
I can see the cat, right?
Yep. He's been sneaking up.
He's been sneaking up. I see him as an hostile, right? There is no doubt about it that he's about to attack someone. So what?
He was in a conflict. Like him and the mouse were like shooting arrows, hurling rocks at each other.
But the cat didn't know that Crosby was there.
Got it.
But I yelled that the cat, so he heard me yell.
Can I approach him and just introduce him to my stun baton?
Well, you would have to succeed on a move because you are the range scale in the English? Is it called?
There's
nothing between short and long, is there? So it's arms. Arms reach near short and long.
Yeah, long is a bow and arrow. That's about it.
So it's short range. So you would have to succeed on move and get one.
Long is takes two maneuvers. So it's your full action.
Yeah, but it's short, so he has to do a move and succeed. Because normally, without doing move, you can move one range, right? And he has to move in two range, so he has to do a move roll.
Yeah, I need to do a move roll, and then I'm in arm's length, and then I can just stun the bastard. It's just a stun, nothing too serious. Maybe he'll defecate on himself, but nothing more.
It's a weird thing to be into.
I know, but that's how my parents taught me, you know? That's how we do it.
I don't think normally you don't do move roll for, except for fleeing the conflict or in a situation where you have to. You're not supposed to be able to move two maneuvers and attack.
Oh, got it. I don't have a movement action and an attack action like normal role playing games. Like
no, you do, but it's just that it's too far. You can get from. It takes two maneuvers to get from. Yeah, long
so you
to short.
So you could use both your maneuver and your action to run.
Can I use like one of my spears maybe? But no, I don't want to injure the guy. Can I use it just to throw it near him, just to let him know that he's doing a very big mistake?
Warning shot, so to speak.
Well, yeah, a warning shot.
You could do. I would call it as a normal shoot. But if you miss, I will do a random chance just to see if you accidentally hit the guy instead.
Great, excellent. That's what I'm about to do. Just throw one of my spears. So what do I need to do in order to do that?
No spear, that's short, so you can do that, yes. Shoot.
Just like it. Yeah, yeah. Just as if you were attacking the...
And remember, there's a one die gear bonus for a normal spear.
All right, just one. So it's shoot, right, which is two. Agility, which is four. And then it's gear dice, which is one.
Yep.
I think I hit him.
You wanted to hit them?
I didn't want to hit him. Oh. I wanted to hit, like, near him.
Yep.
Just hit the ground for him to just notice that he's about to do something wrong. Something.
Okay, you know, so you hit near his... a spear just goes feet. Into the ground near his feet.
Exactly.
Okay. Then we get to Sean or... the cat, the other cat. Both cats are at initiative 2. What's your agility on Octavius?
My agility is 3.
Okay, so then the cat is before you.
Okay.
So the cat hurls himself behind the rock to put the rock between himself and the... So he's behind the same... Like, if... I'm just going to do a quick... So, say this is the rock. We have mouse here, Crosby here.
So it's in the sky?
Yeah. We have...
And basically looks like a really goofy smiley face.
We have concrete and Cahoon. Cahoon trying to go there. The cat just throws himself behind the rock here. So he is behind the same rock as you, but not at the same side of the rock.
Was he affected by the spear in any way?
He threw himself into cover behind the rock.
Hmm. All right.
And where would I be? Not that it matters yet.
Well, you are further behind the others since you didn't approach.
Okay.
So, what are you doing? Moving up closer, or?
Yeah, I wish there was some easy way for me to call out to the cat, like an instant identifier thing, be like, hey, I'm also a cat, you know, kind of thing.
Meow!
Like, meow, stand down, meow.
Meow, stand down, meow.
Just be something for the cat's musical.
Where are people of bees, meow?
Meow.
So I guess you could call out to him and just... I don't think you have any specific, like... special call out signs or anything.
Not really.
Like that.
I don't really have like a. <you know thing. laughs>
But you can call out to him, and. But that is pretty much like a free action to just call out to someone. But.
Okay.
Does he recognize it, the other cat?
Well, he hasn't really seen the other cat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's
Maybe if somebody's got a catnip with him.
Yeah.
Maybe I can like. Maybe I can search
like
my bag.
Like fucking set in the eyes. He's like, it's great.
So
rolls over onto his back. Starts.
So, you could spend then, your maneuver and your action both to just run forward.
Yeah. Basically, just try and intercede.
So basic.
Because as far as I understand, the rat is pretty much out of commission, right?
The mouse, yeah.
Okay, I don't think
mouse.
You can see that. No.
Sorry.
But oh. Yes, but you can't see it because...
Oh, okay. Well,
you're just running into this scene now.
You don't, you don't even know what happened.
I mean, I trust Crosby, but anyway.
That's the mistake you've made.
I know what he's doing. And all I see is now of a fellow cat aggressing... on my party, so
well,
you kind of
see the tail as the cat jumps in behind the rock.
Mm-hmm.
That's Brutus.
Augustus, I don't know.
Brutus.
Yeah, one of those Brutus.
Because then he can be like, Vitu, Brutus, Vitu.
Like, et tu, Brute.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Vitu.
So we go back to the top of the order then? So Cahoon?
I went back. I lowered my initiative
you did.
To after the cat. So I'm down to one, I think.
So
does the cat do anything now?
No, he just threw himself into cover behind the same rock as you are, but on the other side of the rock.
Can I reach him with one maneuver?
Yeah, you are basically you are at near. You're not at arm's length, but you're near, just like just out of arm's reach.
All right, I'm gonna take a maneuver and jump over the rock.
Okay.
You're like, calm the fuck down! And I'm gonna fight him.
Okay.
He's gonna be surprised as fuck he doesn't know you're there.
Fight is just two dice. I need to put some dice in there. That looks bad.
This is not Crosby's knife.
That's a bit better. Yeah, fuck it. Okay, so I'm taking the damage, and I'm gonna deal him 2 damage, and I'm gonna grapple him with the extra success.
Okay. So
It's
How do you get him? Describe what are you doing to cause him this damage?
I just jump and tackle him to the ground, and okay. I'm kind of grabbing his arm and bring it to the back of to its back.
So the back of his back.
Yeah, twist his arm in its back.
So his front.
You know what? I'm gonna go.
Okay. And then I guess it's you again?
No, I remain in that...
you remain there?
Yeah, when you delay your initiative, you stay at that initiative. So I'm at 1.
Then I guess it's Cahoon anyway, first. And I can't hear you.
I'll just run towards the... I'm not going to use a feral point, but...
Shoot him.
No, but I don't see him. He's behind the rock. But I'm going to... just run as fast as possible towards where the cat was.
Okay.
But I don't know how far I was. Can I reach the rock?
You can reach the rock if you spend your entire turn.
Yeah, I'll do that. So I reach the rock and I see that he's already being taken down by Crosby.
Mm-hmm. Then we get to concrete.
Well, as soon as I see that Crosby... kind of tackles him. I spend both of my entire turn on, approaching him.
Okay.
Technically, I don't think you see that Crosby tackled him because he was behind the rock. I don't know.
Oh, he's behind the rock?
No, the mouse is behind the rock. I went the other side of the rock.
Oh, yeah, they came to cover from you before.
All right, so I go around the rock just to see if I can see what I can see.
Well, that means basically spending your entire turn running forward.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. Okay. That means we're back to Cat.
Cat back! Is that music from Quest for the Holy Grail, Sir Lancelot, running at the castle? Swamp castle.
So he's going to try and break away from you.
Oh, I thought it was your other cats.
Those cats are so funny.
Yeah, alright, roll. Just fucking roll, man.
I'm trying to just move the...
Yeah, he breaks away.
Yep.
Holy shit.
And then it's Final Cat.
Final Cat.
It's the Final Cat down.
Wow. I'm just so overwhelmed. So, I'm having a bit of issue imagining this spatially.
Okay,
so... might be good to... right, to draw this out again and keep it up there.
Okay.
If that's all right. Sorry to make it harder for Rock, you.
Rock, mouse, well, not Crosby anymore. Crosby and Cat, Cahoon, Concrete, and you, before your action, you're about here. Pretty close, but...
Okay.
If you spend one maneuver, you're up here.
Okay, and the rock, how tall is it, would you say?
I would say 4 feet.
Five stories.
4 feet tall? Okay, so it's able it's to not be seen a, it's over. Not a,
like, yeah, they were kind of like sitting on the ground, taking cover behind them.
It's not a boulder.
So I would be like going up this way, waving my arms like a madman. Meow! Meow!
Meow!
Meow!
Are you trying to get up on the rock too?
Yeah.
Yep.
Meow!
Come on, dude! Meow!
Jesus Christ!
So you're getting up on the rock. What are you trying to say to the cat?
I'm basically, you know.
How's it going, man?
Well, I thought that they were like they were engaged.
Well, they
or something,
they,
right?
The cat just kind of, when you get up on the rock, you see the cat break away from Crosby's hold.
Okay. So yeah, I'm just trying to come in as a calming presence. I'm trying to de-escalate this.
So what do you say to the... Do you say anything specific?
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, calm down, everybody. Calm down. Let's chill. Wouldn't say chill. What am I doing?
Lower your temperature.
Yeah. Coming in hot.
Okay, Cahoon.
Yes. Oh, it's my turn?
Yep.
Bite him. 10 FP.
God damn.
I don't want to death. Well,
just eat it. Just maul
him. Trying to calm down the situation without any of my fellow cats dying. We don't need this. We don't need this. For fuck's sake. We don't need this.
Well, I want to, like, restrain the cat, so if I can, I guess...
That might
I've got to waterboard him.
No, I don't like, want to hurt it. I don't
you want to try and wrestle him?
It's going to hurt him.
That deals damage.
Yep.
It's going to deal damage.
He's already wounded. I would suggest if you have... Do you have any dominate?
No, I don't think so.
Does any fight move is going to deal damage?
Okay, so I cannot roll a fight and decide not to do damage?
No.
But does all this... caterwauling and whatnot off in the distance alert Tolkien to come.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, if you want, sure. Yeah, there's quite a lot of sound.
Well, I'm gonna try to dominate. It's possibly not gonna work, and it's gonna be funny.
Yeah, Tolkien's gonna wander into the scene
like a big oaf.
Nope, and I'm just like, whoa. And I'm trying to be intimidating.
Whoa, dude.
Having an intimidate. Yes, exactly. Yes. And Hedron to calm down, and nothing happened.
Yeah,
push it.
No, push it. I think I have my turn left.
No, I don't want to push it.
Did you skip me?
I keep forgetting you because you moved in the order. Therefore,
Oh, that's right. Well, it's still I like that there are no consequences, so it's just funny that I tried to be intimidating and it's not working. And that's it. That's all I do.
Okay, so
it seems my initiative stays where it should be.
At one. Okay, so Crosby, since I skipped you, we're going back in time.
Gotta go back in time.
I'm gonna yell at him. Stand down. Stand down. I'm gonna be like, back off, man.
Are you dominating or?
Oh, yeah. What's the point of communicating? That's for chump.
I just want to know, are you dominating or are you just using your words?
I like to dominate.
Because dominate is more than just words. It's like scent, your appearance, your behavior.
Okay, so three success. I'll give him 2 points of doubt.
Yeah, he cowers.
It's not enough to break him, is it?
Yep, it is.
Oh, yeah! Breaking people! With words.
Okay, so yeah, I guess, yeah, combat is over.
Oh, yeah, I had an extra dice and because I hurt him. Okay, so what's the story here?
Both of them are broken.
What is happening?
Okay,
we just leave them, we just continue our way. They're just... No.
Yeah, we just keep walking. We're like,
so now you see that there's this mouse here as well, Octavius, and I guess Tolkien wanders into the clearing now, followed by a squeaking cart pushed by Ringo, and the other cats just, huh? What's going on here? So everyone is in.
Looks like Crosby's work.
You can.
He puts the mouse in his cart.
Roy, you should pick up the weapons.
Exactly what I'm doing, dude.
So that's broken exactly by what I'm doing. Basically, when you're broken, Sean, is that pretty much you can't fight or do skills or anything like that. They're not actually hurt. Well, the cat is a bit hurt, but he's gonna be. But
okay,
just from 2 damage. But you just—it's a regular eel to just tell him to chill out and like.
Yeah. Call, talk.
They
to
just
call
I put the fear of. I put the fear of Crosby in them, so they're not thinking clearly right now.
But technically, Barbossa is with us, right?
Yeah, but you know.
So we have 2 healers.
Yeah. She's just picking flowers, ignoring us.
So you can do some you can do some healing to make them to help them like think clearly again.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Starting with the cat, I assume.
Does your Mac,
only
does
the
Mac
cat.
Work?
Thank you.
Does your Mac work now?
You're not doing anything for the mouse.
You know, start with the cat. We'll
Tolkien will help the mouse, guys. Tolkien will help the mouse.
Can you do heal?
So I do.
Can we use him for grubs?
No, that's cannibalism. Bad. Bad.
Jeff smiles.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Like it sounds interesting.
We don't eat such things.
I look at everybody, and I like ask, what's better about it? Maybe we can, you know, we're hungry. We don't have enough food, so and he's
that
like a useless mouse.
It's instinct.
It's instinct. Yeah, it's a that's remnant from the old cheat.
Do I want to push
wait,
that?
Do you not have a skill? You're a healer.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, sorry. It's I thought it was Sean rolling. Okay.
I just rolled. So.
Yeah, so you getting him out of his broken state.
Okay.
You can if you want to. You can push if you want to heal more. But oh, there.
Okay.
You go.
I took care of the mouse.
I'm doing your feral point. So you take a damage and you get a feral point.
So I take a damage.
And it's a doubt point.
Okay.
I think we should talk to the mice, like the mouse, and just give her or him a message to deliver to the rat.
Let's figure out what happened first. So what happened?
Where
are you guys fighting? The cat.
We want to make sure they're not broken anymore, but they're not going anywhere.
They're not broken. Neither of them.
Yeah, but we want to make sure that they're like restrained or we're surrounding them so they cannot leave. Or
the
whatever.
Cat is fine. We're not gonna restrain a cat, but
no, I know. But we just want to make sure that they're not fleeing from us.
Tolkien has the mouse over at his cart.
Yeah, and Concrete, I assume I already looted the mouse. Can we assume that? Concrete, are you looting the mice? The mouse.
I'm already on him, dude.
Yeah, I figured out. So what do you got? What's the treasure? What's the treasure, Glaze? What artifact does he have on him?
A sling.
A small piece of leather.
He's got a small piece of leather and some rocks.
He's naked now. Nice. Look at my new bandana. It was the mouse pants.
So I'm writing it down.
Of course you are. So yeah,
what's the stats for the sling?
Well, Jeff can give it to you. Yeah, you can type it out in the chat.
Sling is one bonus, one damage at short range.
Excellent.
Right. So what happened here?
Are you talking to the cat?
Yeah.
I was
hunting and just attacked me. Just starting helping me with the rocks.
All right. Let's hang him then. No, I'm joking. Is that true? Did you just attack him for no reason?
No, he attacked me. I was just trying to get some food here for my family and just started shooting. He almost hit me in the belly with an arrow.
Someone do a sense of motion.
I'm really bad at things, so...
Yeah, Rose should be good at that.
Or die because I took one damage. Sense of motion is not one of my skills I have.
I'm going to do it against Bose with my three dice. I'm not going to push either.
So...
Sean should have a lot of instinct. Oh, he took one damage, but even if he didn't put points in sense of motion, you would have four dice to know if the cat is yelling or not.
I don't think I'm going to push that.
Yeah, I have no idea who's lying.
It seems no one has any idea who's lying.
Maybe Sean?
So, sense of motion, and now that I have a point of damage, basically it reduces my pool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, wasn't I the one who took the 1 point of damage?
No, he took a point of damage too because he pushed. That's fine because it gives you like FP that you can use later on. So it's not a bad thing to be pushing even when you're not in danger. No.
Okay. So which one were you trying to suss out if they were lying?
I assume as Sean would know the cat better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's lying. The cat is lying.
You don't have to. You don't have to tell us that, by the way, Sean. You can be a.
Yeah, but you know the cat's lying. The mouse did not attack him first.
I'm just gonna keep that in my back pocket.
And I was hungry.
Mice are nice. What?
Yeah.
Says who?
Says us.
What's the difference? They're all.
that's what a racist would say.
Well, they all look the same, and they're terrible drivers.
What's the name of the rat girl?
What? The rat girl?
The rat boss?
Fink?
The mice.
Oh
yeah, I wrote it down.
Scabs, wasn't it?
Yeah, small scabs. Small scabs. Small scabs.
Much better looking than her cousin, Large Scabs.
Oh boy.
Okay, so everyone is just standing around there looking confused right now.
I'm taking notes. I'm gonna talk to the mice. Like, we're friends of small scabs. You should stop picking fights with the cats right now.
I was just trying to get food for Russ. The rats take most of it.
Exactly. Both of you guys. The rats are the problem here. Not the mice. Maybe the hamsters. I'm going to turn to Octavius. It's kind of secret information, but it's kind of relevant. We have a lot of friends in the mice habitats that are not pleased with what the rats are doing either to the cats or to themselves. If we want to solve the problems, working with the mice is going to be the best bet to overthrow Fink.
I don't want to work with no cats. Says the mice and kind of spits on the ground.
Doesn't matter what you want or not. What matters is that what you have to do if you want to get under the thumbs of the rats. Even if you don't like rats. Even if you don't like... Shit, I'm confused. Even if you don't like cats. Because they sound... See, cats, rats, they're all garbage. Even if you don't like cats, you need to make your peace with them until you can deal with the bigger problems.
Well, they... At least the rats aren't trying to kill us. Like those cats.
That's why the first step is going to be to stop this goddamn war.
They're kind of glaring daggers at each other. Where's Octavius in this...
I'm choosing not to say anything.
Oh, is anyone else doing anything?
I believe him.
I say we let the mouse leave.
The mouse is leaving.
Give me back my sling.
No.
I need it, otherwise I'll just get killed on the way back.
We could give him his sling back. Is it really that big of an issue?
It is to me.
Hey, we can't hear you, Roy.
I can't hear you, Roy.
I was trying to say it's not my problem. And when Ed says what it says, like when Tolkien says what it says, I'm giving him this look of like, do you want to die, you little piece of shit? It's my weapon now, but in a look.
Wow.
That's a complex look.
Well then, if we can't give you a weapon, I'll take you back.
Oh god.
Like this look.
He'll look at the others and just start moving his car back towards the habitat. Taking this guy. It pains me, young one, that we have such disunity.
Okay, yes, dude, what are you two?
Okay, so Tolkien starts heading off with the mouse? Or is Tolkien walking away with the mouse?
Oh yeah, no, he's walking away with his cart.
Wait, what? Why are you leaving us? Like, what?
I'm taking the young mouse here back to his people.
But we need you here.
Do you?
Yes.
Of course we do. You can help us find more weapons.
Unless you know a busted from the moose. No, no.
I don't know. I think Crosby can take care of you guys well enough. I think this mouse needs me more.
Really?
You're not in any danger of dying. You're not weaponless.
All right. I'll give him his sling back. Here, take it.
He's just going to use it on the next cat he sees. Why are you idiots?
Listen, the only reason I'm giving him my weapon is because I love Tolkien and I don't want him to leave us. But that's the only reason.
Psst, let him leave so I can play my other character.
Oh, yeah. So
that doesn't make sense. It's not anyway.
Yeah, it's weird because we'd be waiting for him. It's not really, unless he has a thing or something.
All right, so both of you, fuck off.
We'll wait for you at the apes' habitat.
I'll be there.
He never shows up. We wait like 15 days.
Oh, he might even show up because he was planning on just hanging out with Faraday, honestly.
Yeah, no, I don't, but it makes more like
you gave him the sling back, so the mouse is okay with going on his own now.
No rocks.
No slings.
rocks you can hit. You can find a rock on the ground.
Just fucking
I mean, this
them
is
with
a mouse. He probably won't be able to find one if he tried.
Like, fucking mouse can't find his own ass with two hands and a flashlight, so...
Hey, you shut... You call your racist ass down.
Okay, so the mouse runs off. Takes off pretty quickly.
Well, Tolkien follows him. He's gonna help. He's gonna bring him back.
Yeah.
Then we'll meet at the ape habitat.
Okay.
Well, does the mouse really dress Tolkien? Like...
Tolkien
calmed him down and was, like, trying to help him, so I imagine he would like Tolkien a bit. Unless he runs off in that case, Tolkien will meh.
As you walk, Ringo waves.
He'll wave at Ringo as he goes.
Oh, he's still here?
Yep.
Ringo's team captain, he just doesn't say anything. Or was that mascot? I can't remember.
Yeah.
A little column A, a little column B.
Alright, well, let's go for the,
mostly column B.
So, winner, do we have time to reach the ape habitat the same night, or?
Yep, it's getting pretty late, but you can make it there during the night.
Alright, we'll do that.
Well, you also left a boat.
The one that has a burnt fucking couch on it?
No, that one you left way back, the burnt one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There was the boat we took upstream to get to the rat's habitat. There.
Yeah.
Are we all Finn? Or are we all...
Yeah, it's... pretty crowded and boat goes pretty low in water when everyone is piled on this rowing boat. When you have like 8 people and a shopping cart stuffed in a rowing boat.
Okay.
Hey Ringo, can you play us like a little song or something?
Okay. Yeah. I can do that. And he gets his guitar, the one with one string missing. And he starts playing. It's quite plinky.
There is a house. That's it. I don't know the rest.
Yeah, we have no concept of New Orleans. So.
There is a house somewhere.
There is a house in paradise.
So he sits and plinks on the boat. As who is rowing, or are two people rowing? One on each oar.
Yeah, no, Octavius is not much of a rower.
I can row.
He's more of a grower.
So it's a penis joke.
You don't have the rowing skill.
So it seems Crosby and Concrete.
Yeah.
Gets an oar each.
Yeah, because we're synchronized. but we're not synchronized anymore. What is happening? There's a rift between us.
The boat starts spinning in circles.
Goddamn monkey Barbossa. Son of a bitch.
The boat just goes.
right.
Like Stargewing, and the boat's like.
While I'm rowing, I say to Crosby, ever since you got jealous of me and Barbossa, things have gone south. But that doesn't mean we need to, you know, get this ship, this boat, in all across this lake, right? So please, stay with me.
This boat has nothing to do with this. I don't know why you're bringing it up.
I guess
Barbossa... I thought you had my back. You barely have one... what's it called? Paddle. Barely have a paddle, much less my back.
I just imagine Barbossa rolling her eyes, like
sitting trying to talk. Barbossa's probably talking to Octavius.
You've looking become reckless. Octavius.
I'm looking at Octavius, and I, you know, between my teeth, I say, "Don't you ever dare talk to her."
Barbossa was pretty much just briefing you slightly on the apes and just talking some healer to healer.
But when you have
this badger just staring at daggers wanting to murder you all of a sudden.
Yeah, and from time to time some water is splashing all over him.
And we all know how cats love water.
Fucking cat. Talking to my woman.
Okay, so you make it across. It seems like activity is dying down for the day on the on the ape island. It's pretty late. Not many of them out at all now.
Okay, so I guess we park at the dock and try to find what's his name? I don't remember his name.
Faraday.
Yeah, Faraday.
Who are you docking?
That's so
penis joke.
For Sean's benefit, the ape island is. Well, it's technically two islands with a bridge in between. It's got some concrete structures. currently, many of them are somewhat fire damaged, and there are big whole chunks missing in them.
Okay.
And most of the wooden parts of them have burnt off. And
there it is.
Yep. it doesn't look very nice. Looks like they had a rough time recently.
Oh, crap.
Ape Island. Is that anything like Jurassic Island? Jurassic Park? Na-na-na-na-na. Apes running around everywhere.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not many apes running around at the moment.
Oh.
Most of them are sleeping.
Never mind, then.
Yeah, so we try to find Faraday.
Well, you know where he lives. He's got a tree house where his reception is.
Okay, so I guess we go there.
Climb up, and it's dark in there.
I'm not gonna... talk, but I guess Barbossa is there, so...
What's happening?
We went to find Faraday.
Is it?
It's dark in his... where he lives.
Well, we can talk to him tomorrow morning. Let's just tell him that we got guests and need a rest.
Okay,
fair enough.
So, Tolkien is just going to go head straight up there and then turn down towards the apes, or is that his plan?
Yeah, he was going to go make sure the mouse got to safety. If the mouse ran away, he would follow the rest of the group.
I really hope you have to run away from a land shark again. Because it's the funniest imagery.
Well, are you going to travel during the night, or...?
Yeah, he'll travel.
Okay, well, you and the mouse travel, and then pretty late at night, the mouse pretty much says, like, Yeah, I can make it. I know where I am, and it's not far now. I can run the last bit.
Not a problem. Be safe.
Tell them to chill on the cats.
Now.
Yeah, like that's gonna happen.
Hey, you shut the fuck up.
Inform small scabs.
You're half of the problem.
That I give her my greetings. I'll be going to Ape Island if she wants to send an envoy to talk to us.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell her.
Okay.
We'll be coming back for the payment soon. Just start racketeering.
Are you going to make camp during the night at all, or just keep walking all through the night?
He'll keep walking.
Okay, well, it's pretty late at night. It's probably around, like, a couple of hours until dawn when you get to the lake.
There's no boats, are there?
Nope.
Learn to swim.
Well, I mean, I guess I could cock my wagon and try and float it across.
What, wasn't that the shopping cart?
No, it was a wagon, a really small wooden wagon.
Okay. Well, it's probably not going to carry you, because you're pretty big.
Yeah.
It might carry your stuff.
He'll just let out a call. I figure he's done this before, and the monkeys know to send a boat.
Well, if anyone will hear it now in the middle of the night.
That's fair. Once he's to the shore, he'll just camp out.
Well, he does have an... doesn't he have, like, an inflatable mattress?
Yes, he does. I'll be living in comfort. Start a small fire for myself, get my inflatable bed, hope it doesn't melt.
Okay, and the rest of you are just finding somewhere to get some sleep, or...?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking we'd do a resistance action now.
Sure.
Let's go for it.
Already? It was, like,
we have, like... One left. Well, usually it's supposed to be at the start of every session.
Yeah.
Resistance
action.
Not necessarily, but whatever.
Is this a good time for another ad read?
Sure.
This resistance action is brought to you by Orange Slice Candy, the only candy that tastes nothing like the fruit it's named after. Enjoy the flavor of medical grade cleaning solvent, now in convenient candy form. Orange Slices.
Okay, so, well, I'm taking my headphones off.
We're gonna get so rich from that.
Raking in that orange slice money.
You should definitely work at a radio. Selling some,
I should work at a radio.
Work at a radio selling, some sex paraphernalia and shit like that. No, you've got the perfect voice.
So random. Soft rubber dildos, now in pink.
Because they didn't have it in pink before.
That's, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Look, I'm not vouching for the company itself, right? I'm just reading the ads.
So, are we in some kind of an intermission, or what?
resistant action.
We have one group now, is it?
Yeah, just the apes.
Yes.
What do we want them to do? I mean, how do we want them to die?
Oh, let's get them to recruit someone else. One cell is just garbage. Then again, if we do a bit more watcher capacity, I think we would take away one, like, two units from Clace. His watcher capacity is at 82. We're not supposed to know this, but if we bring it down to under 80, I think he loses one aerial unit and one ground unit.
Let's see.
Actually be a good milestone, but it's a dangerous.
What are you saying we do?
If we reduce their capacity.
Yeah, I know, but what's the action that does that?
That would be a pinpoint attack.
Okay.
Or a sabotage or a purge. Purge is the safest, to be honest.
Yeah, and it also raises insurgency, and but unfortunately, it reduces our population.
Yeah. So if we do it against the rats, we still don't care.
Yeah, I agree.
But the problem is that we lost people to the rats, so you might be seeing this coming. I don't know. I just don't know. Recruitment is one danger of 6 success dice, and purge is one danger and 8 success dice. Somebody make a call. Let's see.
If we wanted to do a pinpoint attack, doing reconnaissance this time might be good.
But we're just going to lose the turn, and... Oh, I get it. So you get plus 4.
Yeah.
He's kind of going to see it coming, but yeah. We can do a reconnaissance of the rats. Or, because I don't like that danger dice, because if we do roll a 1, we just lose it for no reason.
I mean, and we have that for the purge anyway.
Yeah.
So anything that's not going to inherently have a chance of us losing everyone is probably for the best.
But we'd have to do a reconnaissance in the apes' habitat.
Is it in the apes' habitat? I thought it was in the habitat we wanted to do the next action.
That would be a disinformation thing. And it's a plus 2.
Watching, listening, mapping movements of the watchers or flushing out. Okay. Wait, chance of success +4 to any operation in the habitat next turn. So yeah, it is in the habitat we want to do the operation.
Yeah, the problem is that he knows what it's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know, let's just choose quick so we can get on with the rabbits before he calls it the end of the session.
Oh, it is getting close to noon. Do you guys really want to recruit?
Actually, do we have the mice team right now?
No, I ask not yet.
Okay.
I mean, we could try recruiting with reptiles again.
Sure.
Yeah, recruitment is not a bad option. But if we, anything that we do, if we fail, we just lose the last team that we have.
Well, we have to recruit in-game, so we're going to be getting some cells, but it's just, I'd rather not lose so many guys.
Yeah. Chance of success of 6. Yeah, we should reconnaissance and then recruit.
That's taking 2 turns for just 1 thing.
Yeah. I mean, if we don't want to do that ever, then disinformation and reconnaissance will always be off the table.
I don't know. I personally don't like them because we have so many... Like, we get more success, but we still have the same danger. So it's always... Like, if it were reduced danger, it would be great. But now we risk having to roll twice the danger dice. If we do it somewhere else, or if we do... Or if Clay's does the a reconnaissance action.
Wait, having a danger of 0... Would that even make us have a chance?
Well, if we do it somewhere else, we still have danger. It can be 1 or 2, and if...
That's true.
And if Clay's does patrols in that region, we can get up to... We can die from reconnaissance is the problem. Reconnaissance or patrols... Yeah, if he does reconnaissance or patrol, we could lose them just from doing reconnaissance if we just be unlucky and he has some drones out there.
Okay.
But disinformation gives you +2 to 1 operation in any habitat in the next turn. So
yeah.
So we could do disinformation and next time try to recruit, or?
Sure.
I mean, it's the same as reconnaissance, honestly.
Yeah. Well, so no, we're not telling him where it's going to do, where it's going to happen.
Yeah, reconnaissance is going to be +4, but he knows where we're going to do it next turn. If we do disinformation, it's +2, but to any habitat. So.
Okay. So yeah, we could do disinformation.
In the apes habitat?
Yeah.
Yeah, apes is a good idea, since they, maybe there are still apes that are for the watchers.
Alright, sure, let's do that.
So did you have fun?
Mm, not really.
No. Oh,
okay. This over here, so I can do this well. Still. Okay. So I guess I'll start then, because you just demand that I have to, because it makes sense. So, starting up with badgers. Abduction.
Should we start with the insurgency?
No, it makes sense that I start, because I can affect your rolls.
No, I mean the insurgency increase.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just go through with a d6 for everyone, then.
All right, someone roll. You want to roll, Sean?
How exactly
can you
roll am I rolling?
And play the instrument at the same time?
Shut up. I had the mic muted. No one had to know. How much
D6.
Am I rolling? Just one?
Yep,
well,
start.
Multiple D6, but...
Yeah, one at a time.
Okay, one
badger.
At a time.
I can't see, so someone has to call it up.
Five.
Okay.
5.
Dog.
5.
That's good. Cats.
4.
Okay, bear.
6.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah, they're at 19 now, which is not good. Rats.
1.
More reason to hate them.
Yes, exactly.
So according to plan.
Reptiles?
3.
Okay, apes?
3.
Okay, 59. Rabbit?
3.
Another 3, yeah.
69, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, badger, nothing.
Well, badger abduction.
Okay.
We're abducting some badgers.
You son of a bitch, I'm gonna kill you.
Alex, you're so aggressive today. I think
they're
you should,
just...
you know, do something about it.
So, -1 d6 insurgency, -1 d6 population, and +1 capacity.
They're just trying to make a mecha Wolverine Prime.
Okay, Sean, d6 duty again. So, -6 for population, or -6 for insurgency.
Population.
And now, a d6 again, Sean. 2. For insurgency.
Like how you're making us roll our own.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
But like, I mean, I hate.
Dogs, recon. So, if you didn't do anything there, then...
Nope.
No. big deal. Cat's abduction.
Okay.
So
good. I mean, no, bad.
Roll the population.
Me?
Yep.
Anyone?
You're the designated roller.
Okay.
Ooh. The machines came and took 6 cats.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
An insurgency?
As a Jew, can I say Jesus Christ?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you can say it. You don't have to believe in it to use it as a like.
Again,
Jesus was just.
Okay, first you kill him, now you use his name as main.
Minus 6 in insurgency as well.
Minus 6 insurgency?
Yep.
Can somebody else roll?
No, I like where this is going.
Okay, recon on bears.
Bears. Carrots.
So just rolling over and over again, just another roll?
No, you no? didn't do anything
okay.
there?
Okay.
No, bear action.
roadblock on bear there, yeah. Roadblocks on the rats.
Insurgency minus d6.
Minus 1 d6 insurgency, yes.
Minus 4.
Okay, reptile.
Patrols.
Nope.
No.
So minus 1 d6 insurgency is all that happens there, then.
That's on the reptile?
Yep.
Yeah.
6.
nothing on the apes.
Oh, shit.
Good.
That's good for us.
And
yeah. No, we did something on the apes.
And raiding the rabbits. 2d6 insurgency there.
So 6.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Now it's our turn.
Yep.
Sean?
Yeah. Sean?
Disinformation.
Remind me to take you to Vegas with me.
I got it.
Just take you to Vegas, dude. I'll make you rich. And I'll lubricate your body with some
liquid gold.
Liquid golden honey.
This awkward moment has been brought to you by Liquid Golden Honey. For the flavor that's good on any part of the body, Liquid Golden Honey.
Was that sexual harassment?
Alright, so we did some disinformation in the ape's habitat. We're getting +2 for our next action in any habitat.
Okay.
Some real gangsta shit right there.
Okay, there was a lot of ups and a lot of downs in the insurgency.
A lot of downs.
Yeah. You're the downs.
That's how it goes in the spy world. Okay. If you're an animal.
So, I'm stopping recording now and then we can do XP.
What?
Excellent.